All right, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you are in time and space. Chuck Jines documenting the human experience. Just one guy in search of the true, the good, and the beautiful. Today, I'd like to talk a little bit about censorship and free speech. People oftentimes get these things very confused, and what is kind of the catalyst for this? I posted a channel news update video this morning, and a thank you to the people that have supported this channel. Good morning, Gregory. Good to see you. And thanking them and making note of how this channel seems to me is shadow banned. And I wanted to talk a little bit about that, and not just this channel, but the general type of censorship that goes on a lot of social media. And I didn't post that video as an opportunity for people to do ankle biting or personal attacks. So it was interesting. There was a couple of comments, and I immediately deleted them. So the one person came in and said, no, you're not shadow banned. I've been a longtime subscriber here, and you obviously – hey, Jamon, good to see you, man. James, good morning. You obviously have an internal conflict where you have not forgiven yourself or others, and the amount of hate on the channel is draining. I don't even know where to begin to unpack that pile of gobbledygook. Hopefully that person, Sean, good to see you. And like I said in the comments section, feel free to come and debate anytime you want, but the comments section wasn't, I'm censoring. I'm going to censor your comments because that's a pile of gobbledygook. The growth on this channel has nothing to do with some sort of internal conflict with me or hatred, and we're going to unpack this a little bit. Then someone else come in and said, well, the reason is that you have so much content behind a paywall, and you should let a bloke like me watch for free. If you did, then you would have growth. Well, that bloke doesn't realize I've had a membership area for less than 2 weeks, and the channel's like a couple years old, okay? So I'm comparing this to other channels that I've had and other channels that I have. And I've never experienced the level of lack of growth. I've been on here for 2 years, and pretty much I've had the same subscriber account for 2 years and very low views on a lot of videos. Some of those videos are on a different channel that have exponentially more views. So the channel is being shadow banned, and that's not unusual. There's a lot of shadow banning and a lot of outright banning. Most of my favorite alternative media source channels are no longer on YouTube. They're gone. Colin Flaherty, he's passed away, but gone. Jared Taylor, gone. Stefan Melamute, gone. No more news, Adam Green gone, right? So they toss people off here all the time, and they shadow ban. That's exactly what's going on here, because I say things that go against the belief system of the management of Google and YouTube. The thing about that, though, that is not a free speech issue. It's because you speak truth about politics and religion. Yeah, that's generally, and I'm a small channel. There are channels, you know, Jordan Peterson. Now watch, though. Watch what happens to Jordan Peterson. Let's see if they don't toss him off, because he's been really coming out powerfully with the catastrophic man-made global warming. Let's watch what happens. They do kick off people that are large sometimes. Stefan Melamute had one of the largest philosophy channels on YouTube, and they axed his ass right before the election. So they do stuff like that. Hopefully that guy comes on here, because I'm really curious to know what you mean that I have some sort of internal conflict where I haven't forgiven myself for what? or if somebody else could help me there, what that's supposed to mean. And if you could show me the hate, the hate on this channel that is draining. You sound like you might be woke a little bit yourself there as well, because I'm sure that's what YouTube would say, is that there's hate, because I talk about the reality of human biodiversity or It'd be interesting to see you unpack that. But the free speech, look, YouTube is a private company, and they are well within their rights, just like I can delete those people's comments. Deleting those people's comments is not a violation of their free speech. YouTube or Twitter, I quit Twitter because I've been shadow banned for years there. Okay? And it's their right to do that. That's their right. They are private companies, and if they don't like certain things, they are not obligated under the Constitution to allow that, right? That is not a violation of free speech. So if I deleted your comments, that's not a violation of your free speech. You have a YouTube channel, and you are free to go and for the most part say whatever you want about me. As a matter of fact, there's lots of videos out there where people attack me. I don't watch them. I don't report them. They are free to say what they want, as long as it's not libelous or slanderous or things like that. But the philosopher is probably the most hated individual in history. Game and Trucker, probably so. Ellen has it now. You should try. Now, the thing with Twitter, because I quit while Ellen had it. It's just so toxic there. It's like, it reminds me of like the New Mexico Hunters group on Facebook. And I don't know why. People ask like questions there, and the amount of toxicity in people's responses to them is just like, so I quit that group on Facebook. I was like, why you guys got to be so hateful? The guy asked a legitimate question. And the same thing when on Twitter, it is so toxic. I don't have any desire to be there. So the reason I am suspecting this channel is channel banned is just going off of my own channels. I had a photography channel that when I ended it had like 46 or 47,000 subscribers. Now, I will say this, though, that the growth on that channel began to slow down mysteriously when I was covering Ferguson, Missouri, and the hands up, don't shoot bullshit, and wasn't doing the party line, right? I noticed all of a sudden, you know. A biker channel, never had a dog channel. I don't have stagnant growth. I don't post on those. If I post on those channels, I have continual steady growth on those channels and always have. Okay. This is the first channel where for almost 2 years, I've had 2,440 subscribers, right? It'll go up to like 50 and then down to 30, and it hovers right in there, and it has for well over a year. I have videos that are pretty high quality content, pretty good production value, pretty popular topics that have a couple hundred views. And that's not because the video isn't of quality. It's because it's not being recommended by YouTube. I think people like to be assholes when responding to people on Facebook pages. Oh, it's incredible, Rick. I quit the group, and it wasn't even me they were being hostile to. I just noticed people would ask questions about rules and regulations as far as hunting here in New Mexico, and people are just rancid. And I noticed that on Twitter too. So I just quit Twitter. I've been on Twitter, I don't know how long, man, more than a decade. And again, absolute stagnant growth, which began when I started to not tote the party line when it came to the Black Lives Matter movement. A lot of my stuff came to a standstill, I noticed, when I wasn't doing the wokeism on that. But again, that is not violations of freedom of speech, okay? You are not allowed, I don't have to allow you come and take a dump on my living room floor. I don't have to do that privacy. Freedom of speech has to do with the government, okay? It does not have to, we have a right to discriminate. We've talked about this. I had a video about this. Now, of course, it goes against the woke policies of YouTube and didn't get a lot of views. But it's a great topic of about how the Constitution protects our right to discriminate. It's a fundamental human right stemming from natural law. So we talk about a lot of these things here, and I don't carry the woke party line. And that'll get you shadow banned on social networks. We got some good live streams coming up. Well, one of them is talking about the political bias within social sciences, which is absolutely leaning to the left, just incredible. you know, we talk a lot about two different groups here. We talk about the far right and the far left. That's kind of unique. Most channels on YouTube are either pick a side of those. They don't usually criticize both sides. That's kind of rare. But one of the things that I talk about all the time is that the far left has a lot more social influence than the far right does, because they control the media, the universities, social media, and those type of things. And the far right does not control those things. So it'd be interesting. And my response to the guy with my inner conflicts and all that, I would say really the inner conflict is with you. And if you've been a longtime subscriber, I've never seen you on a live stream, not one time, in any attempt to enter the arena of ideas, because I think the real issue is that you, there's something, either you're a Christian or you're a part of one of the groups that I constantly focus on. You don't like what I say, but you're incapable of contending in the arena of ideas. So you take the opportunity for ankle biting and personal attacks, ad hominem personal attacks in a comment section. Hopefully you come here today. I'd like for you to unpack that a little bit, because I think that's actually what the problem is, rather than me not forgiving myself for what. I don't even understand that. Or forgiving, who am I supposed to forgive? Maybe I don't subscribe to forgiveness like you do. That could be a problem. I got attacked on a page for a guy flying a Confederate flag. I said it is his right to fly it. It is. Got called all kinds of names. I'm sure you did. I just responded calmly, and that drove them nuts. Yeah, it usually does drive them nuts. Like I said, what they do is they'll come in the comment sections and do heel biting and personal attacks, rather than we haven't had a lot of people here debating in the live streams lately. I don't know where they are. I'm working on having some guests. I'm working on a gentleman named Pepper Holder. He's a guy that I've known. We haven't talked in a long, long time, but we used to argue outside the Long Branch Coffee House. And I recently asked him, because now, along with the membership, which is a new feature here on the channel, I also can now have guests on the live streams. So I'm looking for people who hold the opposite view, so that we can have a dialogue and a debate here live. So Pepper Holder is a woke. He's a black man down in Carbondale who thinks that white people are, you know, I very much disagree with Pepper. I think he's a race baiter. I think he's like a local Al Sharpton. I've told him this. So I've invited him in. He said, yeah, he does. I do believe that one of the things is you have to have a YouTube channel in order to participate. When I spoke with him yesterday, he didn't have a YouTube channel, so he was going to start one. You know, if there are Christians out there, you know, and you have a YouTube channel, and you know, I just want to debate anybody necessarily, but I'm looking for that added feature of being able to have a dialogue with someone, not just the super chats or the chat room here. But we don't get a whole lot of people here because I'm pretty laser beam and I'm pretty razor blade when it comes to the arena of ideas. And pretty much call these guys out. I'm okay with you getting your channel not getting huge and large numbers of people. No, I'm okay. Well, it's a mixed bag, James. Everybody wants to get paid and wants to have recognition for the work they do, right? And there's nothing ill about that. So, yeah, I would love to have lots and lots of subscribers and bring in all kinds of revenue. Who wouldn't like that? That's not my primary purpose for being here. My primary purpose here is to communicate and interact with other people, talking about the great ideas in search of what is true, good, and beautiful. That's my primary objective. But I also want to get paid like everybody else. So what I'm doing is and now the members side of this has a lot of content. As a matter of fact, any of the live streams that I do on any of these topics, is there a God, all those kinds of things are now going to be over on the paid membership area. because my content gets demonetized or partially monetized and it just doesn't pay. And I want to reward the people that are really into this by having that type of content. So when we do live streams, and I do for that bloke, you ought to be able to watch it for free. Dude, I leave them up for a while. I'm live right now. It's for free. And I will leave this up for a while. And then it gets moved over to the members area. If you have a large following, a large influence on people, you will be silenced. Right, you also, I noticed once you get 100,000 subscribers, you better watch out because they really focus on you. I am one of the last Europeans on your channel. I have no idea. No. Have been there for over 10 years, I think. Good to see you. No, there's a lot of Europeans on the channel. What I was saying is there's very few people here recently that are willing to engage in a debate. We've all noticed that those people have kind of fallen away. And also, I allow people to debate here. I allow them to express themselves. I tell all my admins, do not block people until I instruct you to block them. It has to get down in the mud where they're doing nothing but monkey shit throwing, and then they get booted. But anybody that is willing to engage here in the arena of ideas on an equal basis has been and will continue to be allowed to speak. That usually doesn't happen. What usually happens is the three things that I talk about. The first thing they do is they mischaracterize or take things out of context. That's one thing that happens. This is universal. It does not matter what the topic is. Does not matter what your belief system is. These are the three things. As a matter of fact, tomorrow we have a great live stream. I've been doing a lot of research on this and really getting my show notes together on why people believe silly things or weird things or things that aren't true. But here's the three things that people employ. And the reason I know this is I've been on social media for 22 years. And there's just a real clear pattern what people do. They mischaracterize, take things out of context. The second thing they do is derailments into other topics or, you know, whatever the case may be to deflect away from the issue. And then the third thing they do is ad hominem personal attacks. And you guys that have been on here have watched me play these people and they do it every time, don't they? Very little actual rational fact-based debates occur here. They usually devolve into one of those or all three of those things, don't they? And when that persists, it no longer becomes productive, you know. But the woke loser their shit if they don't follow their lockstep ideology. Oh, absolutely. It's not just the woke. It's not just woke. Anybody who, like I said, we got a real good live stream tomorrow evening on why people believe weird things, strange things, things that are not true. There's evolutionary reasons for this. So I hope that to be a really good live stream. And so most people have not come to their belief or their understanding through an analytical critical thinking process. They haven't done that. And it's quite natural for them to not do that. And that's why they can't usually contend in the arena of ideas. The personal attacks are funny when you put them in their place. Yeah, and I usually don't respond in kind. And it's not that I won't be sarcastic. Sure, I'll be sarcastic. But it's not the meat of my meal. Usually, when someone has shown that they're, you know, I've thoroughly debated them with reason, logic, facts, and context, and then they persist acting like a child, then usually I'll use some mockery and stuff like that. But that's their whole argument is nothing but mockery. So I wish the guy that said that would come on here to unpack what it is. You said you've been a longtime subscriber. I've never heard of you. I've never seen you comment. You definitely don't come on these live streams. You just commented like minutes ago. So obviously you're online. And I'd like to know what it is. You're saying that the reason I haven't had channel growth isn't because of me being shadow banned. It's because of some inner conflict with myself that I haven't forgiven myself. I haven't forgiven other people. And the amount of hatred on the channel is draining. And I would just love for you to come here and maybe unpack a little bit of that, because I really enjoy a good debate. Me too. I mean, debate is necessary for finding truth. That's why the science, what we're going to look at here when we talk about why people believe weird things and how important reason and the scientific method is, because it goes against our human nature and our human instincts and our almost genetic prerequisites of doing these things. There's evolutionary causality as to confirmation bias and all of this kind of stuff has useful things for survival, right? But finding truth isn't one of them, and that's why reason, logic, facts, and context are so important, and the scientific method, because it fights back against all of these things. And that's why reason, facts, logic, and context in a scientific method is our greatest tool for discovering what is true, good, and beautiful. And that's, I try my best to live this, which puts me in opposition with at least 80% of the world, if not more. Because most people don't. Take it easy, James. Oh, I'm going to mail your thing here in a little bit. I'm going to be going to town and get your package out to you. Yeah. So I don't know what that person, that is what is happening here. And also to extend a thank you for the people who contribute during live streams. It wouldn't be worth it to me to do these without the contributions in live streams and now the membership. There's no financial reason for me to even be doing this, because my AdSense revenue is so minuscule on this channel. It, you know, I was watching like some of the one of the photography channels, Chelsea and his wife, you know, does a video on a lens review and makes $45,000 in ad revenue off of one video, a review of a camera lens. So it can be disheartening. Northrop. Yeah, that's it. The Northrops. Can you imagine? I can't imagine making 45. Jesus, I can't imagine making $45,000 off an entire channel, let alone one video. That is just like, wow, amazing. You know, wow. Woo. It's crazy. You know, so that can get a little bit discouraging. You know what I'm saying? Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it. And you are a constant contributor, and it is very much appreciated. Like I said, without the contribution donations in the live streams and now the membership area, it is not financially worth it for me to do this. You know, here's what people don't realize, I guess. So let's take tomorrow's live stream, where we're talking about why people believe weird things. So I've probably put 9 to 10 hours. I'm not joking. I've probably done that nine or 10 hours worth of research and note taking to organize myself so that I can put on a 1 hour live stream. A lot of my live streams are the results of about 40 years worth of book reading and study. So a lot of time goes into these things that you don't. Now this one, no, I haven't done any research or anything on this one, but a lot of my live streams, the one that we're going to do on the problems with the out of Africa theory, I probably already have 12 hours in on research and note taking on that live stream that I'm going to do next week. And my head is spinning in confusion. I probably will have to put another 12 hours to get my head on straight on this topic, because it's so confusing. So I'll have 24 hours worth of prep work to do a one and a half hour live stream that won't get monetized, right? Because if you do a YouTube search on the problems with out of African theory, really hard to find content on YouTube. Don't tell me they don't shadow ban shit, because there's a lot of stuff. I went over the Venome and some other platforms, and there's all kinds of anthropologists and information out there that there's problems with the out of African theory, right? But on YouTube, for some reason, it's as if, you know, there's one video. So don't tell me they don't shadow ban. And don't tell me they won't shadow ban a video that has a title, The Problem with the Out of Africa Theory. They will shadow ban that. Not that it's not a popular topic. It's not that people wouldn't be interested in that. And it's not that it isn't going to be a good video. They already have the algorithm set up. There's probably some sort of social trust score that channels get. And it's not going to get any play, right? And people want to get paid for their work. So, honestly, most of the channels I watch haven't grown much. Some have for sure. Yeah, but I don't know any channels, James, Jamon. I mean, dude, I have not gained 100 subscribers in well over a year. That's not true on my dog channel. That's not true on the biker channel. Then those are two other channels that I have currently, and that's just not the case. Matter of fact, the biker channel that I don't post on makes about almost the same ad revenue, just to get your mind around this. A channel that I don't post on gets almost the same ad revenue on a channel that I'm posting multiple videos a week. So, you know, I don't know about that. I've watched channels grow and then not grow. Log Cabin Looms had a big growth, and now he's stagnant, right? Because he's talking about things they don't want you talking about. But it's not a violation of free speech. They have a right to censor, just like I got a right to delete comments of people wanting to ankle bite or, you know, throw monkey poop or shit like that. I have a right to do that. I don't have to allow that. That's not what freedom of speech is about. Now, if I go and I try to shut them down on their own YouTube channels, that's a little different. Wow, is that being shadowed? He's being shadowed. How do you explain? I was on Log Cabin Looms probably when he had like 6,000 or 7,000 subscribers. He went up to like 26, and he's been there for a long time. So there was a massive influx of subscribers, and now he's been stagnant for quite a while. And what's he talking about? He's talking about things. He's had videos removed. He's got 2 channel strikes, 1 more, and his entire channel is gone. So he went from rapid growth, which tells you that if YouTube was recommending the video, it's not that there isn't an audience for this type of content. It's out there. They just don't want you to get that audience, right? So I watched him go from 6 to 26, and then he's been stuck there, and now has 2 channel strikes and 1 more, and he's gone because of what he's talking about. It's not just the titles. They listen to what you say, and it's not people. They have AI and all this shit set up to do this. And they listen to what you say. You know, like I dance between the raindrops a lot. Yesterday in the community tab, I put a post where I said there is one other major factor that contributes to crime statistics that does not have to do with poverty, but I can't say what it is, right? So that's dancing. I'm saying without saying. What that is, because you're not supposed to talk about that. But yeah, he's being shadow banned, absolutely. No doubt. As a matter of fact, I don't get his videos. I have to go over to, I'm subscribed, but if I want to know, hey, what's been going on at Log Cabin Looms, I have to go over to his channel, right? Whereas every time David Canterbury posts some new product, boom, it's front and center. Oh, Dave's got a new video. I always know when Dave has a new video. And I don't know, a lot of times when I go over to Log Cabin Looms, he's got 3 or 4 new videos that I was never notified. And if you think that's natural, okay, more power to you. But again, this channel is being shadow banned. There's no doubt about it, because the things that we talk about here are popular. Yeah, Rick, it is, right? But I didn't say it, you did. And there's a lot of science behind that. But again, that is something that'll get you a channel strike if you talk about that. So the channel is being shadow banned, and thankfully for you guys who contribute in the live streams, and now there's a membership area, and I want to reward you guys for that, and that's why I am using the members area, and any of the, I'll probably leave this one in the free end, but you know, is there a God? You're going to tell me there is a God? Is there a God? That's not a topic that deserving a more of 220 views. Okay, whatever you say. The problem with Abraham and Isaac. What is consciousness? Where is it located? All kinds of stuff. All of the topics we've been covering. Now, I've removed, and I want to stop removing videos. That's why I love the membership area. One of the things that I've done in the past is I'll go and I'll notice, oh, when ads are canceled on videos or restricted in ads, sometimes I'll remove them. I think this is what has given me a bad social score, is all of the videos that have ad restrictions. We were trying to do a book study here. We were trying to do a book study. The first video, I got a channel strike on a book study. We were studying and going to read together a book, but the topic was not allowed, I guess. I have over 280 subscriptions. The ones I watch a lot like yours, I get all notices. Cool. I have not watched. Right, and different people have different experiences, but in general, overall, Jamon, this channel is absolutely being shadow banned. There's a lot of content on here about photography, right? That is really good content, better than a lot of content out there, but it gets more views. That lesser content gets more views because it's on channels that are not shadow banned, you know? And again, I'm not bitching about it. I'm just telling you what it is and how important your support is. And that it is not a violation of freedom of speech when YouTube does this bullshit. It's bullshit. It's disappointing, but it is their right to do so because it's a private company. And that's just the way it is. And we have to learn to live there. I have a paid subscription to YouTube, so I don't see ads. So does my views help your channel? No, not at all. It helps YouTube that you pay. What is it? I don't know what the monthly is. I used to have that too, but I canceled it. But no, the only thing that your views help is Google and YouTube. It does nothing for anybody's channel, because the only way to monetize had been is through shared AdSense revenue. So when AdSense ads show up, we get a percentage and they share that revenue. Recently, Google has added a couple of different things. And if you want to support the channel, Jim, one of them is Super Thanks. In the tabs underneath every video where you can share the video, and for you download, if you pay for the monthly, you can download. You'll also see membership, where you can join a channel for a monthly fee. And you'll also see Super Thanks, which is kind of a tip jar on all of the videos. So if you like a particular video and you want to kick in a dollar or two, you can do that and help support channels. That's a new way of ad revenue that Google has opened up for this, not just my channel. They've rolled this out for a lot of channels. One is the membership area. The other one is, for a long time, the shorts. I wasn't able to monetize any of the shorts. And isn't it weird that my shorts get like thousands and thousands of views and I can't monetize the damn things. Now I can monetize shorts. Well, if they're of the right topic, you know, if you're doing trapping and stuff like that, they immediately cut the ad revenue. So no, your views only help Google and nobody else. So if you like channels and particular videos, you know, maybe from time to time kick in a dollar. You know, it doesn't have to be a lot. You know, or subscribe to memberships of the websites that you like, because if you're paying for the monthly, you're not helping the creators at all with that, from what I understand anyways. But 280 subscriptions. Yeah, I don't have that many subscriptions. I just don't. And a lot of times I'm being shown videos that, because the other thing they're doing, they pay attention to every one of our moves. So if you're watching a certain type of content, they'll start recommending videos above things you've already subscribed to, of channels you haven't subscribed to. And that's how you, that's the number one way you grow on YouTube. Say somebody is watching a bunch of stuff on whether God exists. They're watching Christopher Hitchens debate people, right? If you're not shadow banned, what they will do is take a little guy like me, does God exist? They'll take my live stream and they'll start putting that in recommended videos to hundreds and thousands of people. Jamon, thank you very much, man. I really appreciate it, man. Absolutely. And that's the number one way in which channels grow, is when YouTube recommends your videos to other people that are watching similar content. And that's how I know, because I have quality videos. I mean, a lot of my photography stuff is really good stuff. It's just not going to get recommended because I have political stuff on here that they don't agree with. And a lot of my photo content they don't agree with. Right. Because it's not part of their philosophy at the corporate end of YouTube or, you know, I was saying a long time ago when I first got involved with this back in like 2001, you could do a Google search on just about anything and actually get pertinent information related to your Google search. Today, that's not the case. They have everything manipulated. For example, if you do black on white racism, right? If you do a Google search on that, all you get is bad white people. You got to go to like page 12 to find an article over at Breitbart or something, you know. And that's you know, I'll tell you how I used to. Brian Johnson, Brian G. Johnson, he's got a YouTube channel on how to have a successful YouTube channel. I was watching Brian much more than a decade ago on affiliate marketing, right? My body started to wear out, so I needed to get out of construction, right? I need to get out of construction, so I need to find viable ways to make money, to make a living that don't involve my body, right? So affiliate marketing was a big thing. And what we would do is we would have micro sites. For example, Brian Johnson had... His big income time. Jim S., thank you so much, man. Love you, bro. Thank you. Really appreciate that. He had Halloween costumes, right? Like pink fairy costume. So people would go and he would make like $30,000 to $100,000 in the month of October leading up to Halloween off of micro affiliate sites, people looking for a pink fairy costume, and his website would show up that he had built, and it would have, you know, a half a dozen companies that offer those types of deals. So I took his training courses and learned how to do affiliate marketing. And I had over 200 websites. One of my best earners, was buyslingshots.com. It made money every single day, this website. Great website. And here's why it was great for the consumer. That website had every slingshot that you could think of, including handmade slingshots from a guy down in South America, right? It was, and I had great fun videos about slingshots, and I was making AdSense revenue off of it. And affiliate marketing, in case you don't know, the company gives you some code and you put that on your website and you don't actually have any slingshots. If someone comes in and clicks on that link and then purchases that slingshot or the crossbow or the Halloween costume or whatever the deal was, you receive a commission on that sale. That's what affiliate marketing was. Lowrider, wow, man, thank you so much, man. That means that you guys, man, that really means a great deal to me. So let me tell you what happened. There was a guy that used to make about $1,500 a month off of the betta fish fungus. You know, the Siamese fighting fish, they get a fungus and they die all the time. He had a little downloadable PDF book on how to solve the whatever that bacteria was on the Siamese fighting fish, right? And he used to make about $1,000 to $1,500. There was all kinds of stay-at-home moms that were making a living doing affiliate marketing sites. Search engine optimization was something that I learned through Brian's courses and learning how to make these micro sites. So you guys don't know a lot of what goes behind the scenes of the algorithm changes and Google. I think it was the Panda update is what they called it. The general user doesn't know this is going on. If you're an SEO and all that kind of stuff, you're paying attention to what Google is doing as far as their algorithmic changes. Well, they did this update. And everybody woke up and all of the microsites were gone. All of the microsites were gone. Tens of thousands of people lost their businesses overnight. I'm not kidding you. One algorithm change wiped out every microsite on the internet. It just so happened I had just sold by Slingshot the week before. I didn't know this was happening. Someone offered me a pretty good price for buyslingshots.com, and I sold it to them. The following week, none of the sites show up into. So now what you have is, now you look up a Slingshot, Walmart, all the big retailers, Walmart, Target, all with the same three Slingshots. So it wasn't like this was a good thing for the consumer, right? Because my website had way more Slingshots than any of those retailers offer. But they made this one algorithm, and I was so down in the dumps. I had spent, like, oh my God, all kinds of money on courses, learning how to do this stuff, learning how to build websites. Like I said, I had over 200 websites, having to pay for all the hosting service, an incredible amount of work. And I was like, okay, cool. I'm having a viable business here. Gone overnight. And most people don't know about this because if you weren't into doing this kind of stuff, you didn't have it happen to you. But that's how powerful Google is with their search results, and wiped everybody out. So Brian Johnson then moved on, and I wasn't interested in doing this. What Brian Johnson then moved on to was looking for popular books on Amazon, sending them to people in Indonesia to kind of plagiarize them. And I wasn't into that, so I kind of got out of that. But what I then did was, and up until COVID, I still had clients. What I did was search engine optimization and web management for businesses. I had some restaurants and weight room and a dog groomer, right, to make sure that their websites would be in the top of local search results because the skill set that I had learned was still viable on the local level. A lot of Facebook and all that kind of really hurt that. And then my last couple of clients went out of business during the COVID. So boom, that was gone, right? So, you know, trying to make money online has really been a sandcastles made out of sand experience for me. Not just me, for a lot of people, because it's always changing. So here we are. I have this channel. And again, man, you almost bring me to tears, you guys. You work hard for your money. And I really appreciate your contributions. It means a lot. I love doing this, right? I love interacting with people and sharing knowledge and pursuing truth together. That's why we're going to start to have debates with people now that YouTube has opened this up. To where I can have a guest on here, and hopefully Pepper will be a guest. I don't have anybody else in the lineup. I'll look around, maybe some other YouTube channels. Answers from Genesis. I was thinking about going over there and seeing if they'll come on. As you guys know, it's not that I'm not a Christian. I'm kind of anti-Christian. And holy shit, man, Gaming Trucker. Man, thank you so much, bro. Your live streams are so informative. Thank you. Thank you, man. Makes it all worth it. Makes it all worth it for me. You know, because we got to get everybody's got to get paid for their work. And if you think this isn't work, you got another thing coming. It's a lot of work and it takes my time. And it's a blessing because I can live off grid. I can work for myself, be able to do all my off-grid lifestyle and also have income sources, you know, but like I said, I lost all my clients. So I have to, how do I now substitute for the monthly incomes that I lost? And so what I'm doing on this channel, I've decided that the replays are going over in the membership areas because I'd rather have, and my goal is to have 100 people subscribe to my membership area. Just 100 people makes it, that makes me about $100 a week. 100 subscribers to my member area makes me about $100 a week, which is about four times what I make off of Google ads. So it's worth it for me financially just to put these things on a members area and try to develop that than trying to do this AdSense revenue. It's just ridiculous. Like I said, my biker channel does almost the same without posting. And if I post on there, that does real good, but I'm not doing that. I don't do that. I'm not riding around all over the country anymore. And like I said, when I get back up on two wheels, I'm not really interested in doing that. To me, this is much more meaningful, important, talking about what is true, what is good, what is beautiful, what's going on in the world, finding meaning and contentment in our life, you know, all of those kind of things. Whoa, man, Jesus, man. Harley Cruiser 66, thank you so much, man. Wow. I'm floored. I had no idea that I would bring in $70 on this live stream. That's just makes it all worth it to me, man. You know what I'm saying? So we got some really good. Here's what I'm wanting to try to do. I'm really bad with schedules, but I'm going to try my best. On Monday evenings and Thursday evenings, I'm going to try to do these live streams. Like I said, tomorrow is the one on why people believe silly things or things that are not true. Next Monday is political bias in social sciences. And then next Thursday, really great one that I, like I said, I've spent a lot of time trying to sort this all out. The problems with the out of Africa theory. Just great. So hopefully you guys can join in on those. And then after they've been played, I'm going to move them over into the members areas. Once I have over 100 members, I might start doing the live streams for members only. It won't be available to the general public. Like I said, it's not worth it financially to me to do it. But really appreciate you guys. I guess that guy's not going to come in here and tell me about my inner conflict. I don't know. Or the hatred. Do you guys think there's a lot of hatred on this channel? Because I'm not seeing that. I don't even know what you mean hatred. What do you mean hatred? I don't even know what you mean by that. Does anybody else see a lot of hatred? First of all, what the hell is hatred? Because I don't even know what that person's talking about. He said there's so much hatred on this channel that it's draining. And yeah, I know we kind of talk about facts and the reality of the world, but I don't, you know, for example, the idea that the story of Abraham and Isaac is like a really good example of morality. No, I disagree with that because the moral there is blind obedience to authority, no matter how ridiculous the concept. So if you don't like me calling a spade, and I do hate a philosophy that would say the highest moral good is blind obedience to authority, regardless how ridiculous the command. Yeah, I don't approve of that morality. And I'm willing to debate it. And the reason I don't like it is it's not, or hate it. It's not conducive, to human well-being. See, I love human well-being. Therefore I hate things that do not promote human well-being. Thomas Paine, one of our founders, said that the Bible is a wicked book and that he detests the Bible as he detests all wicked things. Is that what you mean by hatred? Because I don't get it, man. Jamon, I don't see it either, Jamon. I don't see hatred on this channel either, man. So I don't know what that guy's talking about. I don't think he knows what he's talking about. And I deleted his comment because it's not an issue of free speech. YouTube has a right to censor. Twitter has a right to censor. Facebook, all of these private companies have a right to censor. And it's not a violation of the Constitution. We do not have a right here. We are here as guests, as much as we might not like that. I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's just. I don't think it's good. But it is their right to do it, just like it is my right to delete comments. And even I've blocked some people for, you know, if I wake up in the morning and some guy has left spam hateful comments on 13 videos, you can bet I'm going to block you, because there's nothing conducive to the pursuit of true good and beautiful by spamming a bunch of hateful comments. And you can go scream, oh, you're against free speech. Okay, whatever you say, man. The whole purpose, if you understand freedom of speech, the whole purpose of it in natural law is for being able to pursue the true, good, and beautiful. People don't, that is the catalyst for having free speech and free dialogue. It is so that we can pursue what is true, good, and beautiful. And religion is always been an impediment on that by its nature. And so what I would think is that person doesn't like what I say about Christianity, but can't refute me. So look for, like I said, I'm going to start looking for people to do live streams and debate with me. And I'm reaching out to some people. And head over to the members area. I just moved like 8 or 9 previous videos over into them and added them to the content that's already over there. But most of these live streams are going to end up over in the members area. And again, thank you so much for your contributions. That's the only thing that keeps this channel going. So, wow. I got a lot of shit that I got to do today. I got to mail James package. I got to cut firewood. Split firewood, because we're almost running out here. It's kind of cold and chilly out today. I got to go check my animal traps. I got to work on my books. I got to practice my guitar. I got to get my busking license from Santa Fe. Woo! Always, and then I got to walk and take care of my dogs and all of that good shit and work on these live streams that are coming up. So remember, tomorrow is why people believe weird or silly or things that aren't true. Next Monday is political bias in the social sciences. And next Thursday, whew, and it's taken a lot of work to work on this one, the problem with the out-of-African theory. Ray, good to see you, my friend. Good to see you. All right, you guys, you have a great day. Peace.